You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Lakers lose to the Pacers. 116-111 the final score. Lakers now just two games left in this restart in the bubble, and then we'll move on to the postseason. I highlighted some of the things I wanted to point out in this game. LeBron James, just another unbelievable performance, 31.7 assists, 8 rebounds. His control of the game is, you know, like nothing you'll see on the basketball floor. There's only a few players that can have that type of impact every time they're in. And then the moment they come out, it's like it's a completely different team. And I want to spend a little time talking about Anthony Davis, because AD so far in this bubble doesn't really seem like the Anthony Davis that we're accustomed to. I feel like something's missing. We saw the game against the Utah Jazz where he was possessed. Something clicked in his head. Maybe it was a lot of the chatter after that loss against the Toronto Raptors. He only took 7 shots, and he came out and just did everything that the Lakers needed. Today's a good example of wanting to see Anthony Davis have a little bit more dog in him. It doesn't always have to be the shot falling. It doesn't always have to be, you know, you take 25 shots. But I think there's times you watch Anthony Davis and you're wondering, okay, is AD dictating what happens on the offensive end, or is he just reacting to what the Indiana Pacers want him to do? And I felt like there was a lot of that today. Again, I'll go back to this. The 3 of 14 from the field, it happens. There's going to be times that you struggle from the field. But you want to see this level from Anthony Davis. And when we got 2 more games left to go, and I'm sure there's going to be some Laker fans out there who say, okay, Alan, let me just remind you, this game doesn't count in the standings. And I get that. I understand that. You got 2 more prep games left before you start a 7-game set against maybe Portland Trail Blazers, maybe the Memphis Grizzlies, the Spurs, a number of teams still fighting for that final spot. You want to see from Anthony Davis moving forward, and today's a good example. When LeBron was on the floor, Lakers looked amazing. When LeBron was off the floor, and now it's AD's team, Lakers are losing leads. You know, you can't have that. Anthony Davis is so good. This isn't pressure on AD. This is none of that. Anthony Davis is a top 5 player in the NBA. People are saying that he should be in conversation for MVP. You know how you really determine an MVP? You look at what LeBron James does when he's on the floor, but more importantly, when he goes off the floor, what happens to that team? That's how you determine the most valuable player. That's LeBron James' value. And we can make kind of some of these excuses, and we could talk about these games are not meaningful. I'm with everybody on that one. But you only got 2 games left. 2 games left, and the expectations, of course, for this Lakers team, it's different than all these other teams out there. The expectations for the Lakers is you get number 17 or nothing. There is no middle ground. There is no award for making it to the Western Conference Finals or making it to the finals. If the Lakers are going to win an NBA championship, AD's got to be better. I think if I need to simplify this, I'll simplify it. I'll make it very simple. Anthony Davis has to be better for the Los Angeles Lakers. And it doesn't all have to just come down to, again, how many shots he hits and how many points he makes. By the way, defensively, he was Anthony Davis. 2 steals, 2 block shots. But there were a lot of times he was trying to guard TJ Warren. And don't get me wrong, I know TJ Warren is ridiculous right now. What TJ Warren is doing in these 6 bubble games, you heard John Ireland, you heard Michael Thompson. I mean, they were throwing around some Hall of Fame, some of the greatest to ever do it names. That's this kind of run that TJ Warren is on. He was averaging 34 points before this game, and all he did was add to that. That average is only going to go up after having 39 against the Lakers. So when I reference Anthony Davis, if we are going to reach what we're hoping to reach, that one game that we saw is actually 2 games. You saw the game against the Clippers that was without Montrezl Harrell and Lou Williams. And then this last game, or a couple games ago against the Utah Jazz, where he dominated, Rudy Gobert had 42 points. And I'm not saying he's got to have 42 every game, but he has to be impactful, incredibly impactful, when LeBron goes to the bench. When these two guys are on the floor together, we see what LeBron's doing. He slices and dices defenses. Today was a perfect example. Every time I felt like he came in, the Pacers kind of put their hands over their head and were trying to figure out, well, what are we going to do about this? There was no answer for LeBron James. But with AD, they controlled him. There should be nobody on the Indiana Pacers that can control Anthony Davis. And I know there's times he wants to make the right pass and, you know, all that stuff that we talk about. Completely get it. I understand. But I haven't seen, personally, I haven't seen something from Anthony Davis since we started where, you know, you're saying that, okay, that's the baddest man on the court, and it doesn't matter if LeBron James is on the floor or he's not. AD's going to carry the Lakers. You're going to need more of that. Let me go through a few stats here that I do want to point out. It's not every day we get to, you know, highlight some of these bench players for the Lakers. I know it's not every day I get to talk about Talen Horton-Tucker. 10 points for Tucker in today's game. It's funny because sometimes when you're listening to the broadcast, there's things that stick with me. And when Ireland said, this guy is making a case to earn playing time in the playoffs, that stuck with me. It's like, wow, I mean, that's a great point, and I haven't even thought about that. Here's a player who's only 19 years old, doesn't really have any experience, but is making not just the most of his experience. Doesn't look like he's afraid of the moment. Doesn't look like a player that is concerned or he's worried that, all right, I've not been in this position before. I played a lot in the G League this year, trying to take advantage of his opportunities. But this is also one of the luxuries that the Lakers have by locking up the one seed. They get to try different positions, different players. So that was obviously nice to see. And then Quinn Cook, 21 points, hit 5 3-pointers for the Lakers, went 8 of 14 from the field. When's the last time I got to say anybody on the Lakers hit 5 3-pointers? So that was certainly, you know, nice to see. And Michael talked about it in the pregame show. It wasn't about winning or losing. It was about getting back into a rhythm. Not going to lie, I wanted to win this game, and I'm sure a lot of Laker fans wanted to as well. And I think the Lakers, listen, there's a reason why you had Anthony Davis and LeBron James in at the end of the game. There's a reason for it. They were trying to win this game. 35 minutes for both of those players. It was finally nice to see a Lakers team that played with a sense of urgency, that was actually trying to win a basketball game. So it was a little bit different. And I know I will be one that kind of continues to emphasize this, but this is just me, part of it, you know, having the Laker fan, the hat on. Only 2 games left, postseason comes. So we got to get it together and get ready for the postseason, because it's going to be an incredibly tough, grueling road, especially if it's Portland in the first round. You've heard me talk about attorney Brad Wallace and the Wallace Firm helping businesses affected by the COVID-19 government shutdowns. The Wallace Firm also represents homeowners impacted by the Woolsey fire, victims of car crashes, and families of people who have been wrongfully killed. If you have suffered a serious loss, the Wallace Firm are the serious lawyers to get you the W. Call my guy Brad Wallace at the Wallace Firm. No win, no fee. 844-844-WINS or visit wallacewins.com. I know I don't have to tell Laker fans out there, but anytime you want to be a part of this postgame show, 877-710-ESPN. I gave you guys my thoughts on Anthony Davis. If you want to share your view on AD, make sure to call us and we'll take your calls. Coming up next, we'll hear from Quinn Cook. Like I mentioned, Cook had 21 points in today's game. We'll get his thoughts on his personal performance and the Lakers' 116-111 loss to the Pacers. Stay right here. This is the Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, Lakers lose to the Pacers 116-111, as we do in every postgame. Smooth finish brought to you by Corona. The best way to celebrate sports is with a cool, refreshing Corona in hand. So grab a Corona today and enjoy your game day beach. Tonight's smooth finish, Quinn Cook.
All right, the Lakers have it. Dwight Howard brings it to the right elbow. Gives it to KCP. KCP to Davis. Left side, Quinn Cook for three. He's got 4 of them already. Make it 5. Quinn Cook ties the game at 100. He is 5 of 7 from 3. And how about 21 points for Quinn Cook?
All right, Quinn Cook definitely smooth today for the Lakers. It's great to see an individual player for the Lakers thriving from the three-point line. I don't think we've seen that in this Orlando bubble. So he goes 5 of 9. And we'll get a chance to hear from Quinn Cook here shortly. I do want to take a couple quick calls from Laker fans that are out there. 877-710-ESPN is the phone number. Joe in the Inland Empire, appreciate you calling in the postgame show. Go ahead, bud.
Hey, what's up, Alvin Sliwa? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Joe. I'm doing all right. So 116-111, we lose. What's your thoughts on the game? What's your thoughts on just the Lakers in the bubble the entire time?
Man, we are terrible in the bubble, man. I can't even lie. Like, I was really sad.
Well, they were trying to win, too. This wasn't one of those games where they weren't paying attention.
And the thing that made me sad is that I woke up early this morning to watch basketball.
You were ready. You were ready.
I watched the Clippers game first. And they played with the third stringers and still beat the Portland Blazers.
I know.
And we worked our butts off. Probably if we played Deion Waiters, I think, over Talen Horton. But Talen Horton played good today.
He did. He had 10 points.
I don't know what to say. AD has not been looking the same AD. I don't know. LeBron, I don't know. The gray is getting to me. I don't know.
I'll tell you this, Joe, and I appreciate you calling into the postgame show. LeBron is as good as it gets as advertised. AD, I'm kind of questioning here from AD's perspective. He's got to be more impactful when LeBron's not in the game. You know, that's when he's supposed to be taking over a bit. Lucas, who's sitting in traffic right now. Lucas, I appreciate you calling in the postgame show. Go ahead, bud.
How you doing, man?
Doing all right, Lucas. Thank you. What'd you think of the game?
Oh, yeah. No, the game was tough. It was good to see them finally playing with, as you said, the sense of urgency we were expecting.
It's been a while. It's been a while since we had that.
It's definitely been a while. And my problem right now, I'm not thinking only about the 17th or bust, as we already know, but I'm also thinking about, Anthony Davis is about to earn a contract from us, hopefully. I don't know. And now, if he's not as impactful as he gotta be, especially when LeBron is off, now imagine if you sign Anthony Davis for 5 years, LeBron opts out, gets to another team or retires, and we're gonna get our franchise player that's not our franchise player. So I don't know what you think as what I'm seeing for Anthony Davis, because I see this thing that he's not that constant as we are expecting him to be. I don't know if it's a bubble effect. I don't know what's going on. And that's my question for Anthony Davis.
Well, I appreciate
with the bench production.
I appreciate you calling in, Lucas. Look, when I talk about Anthony Davis, I'm not trying to overreact to AD. What I'm trying to say more than anything else, you're going to have bad games. My point is this. When LeBron's not on the floor, it cannot, you know, these leads can't swing that fast, especially if AD's on the floor. He's too good of a player. You know, we say this every single game, top five in the NBA. We know how impactful he is. The expectations of Anthony Davis is you got to be the best. And so far in this bubble, something just seems a little off. TJ Warren, 39 points, AD 8. You know, you can have bad games here and there, but you just want to see these stretches where Anthony Davis is dominating. And, you know, I know it happens on both sides of the floor, but you want to see it on a more consistent basis. And listen, by the time playoffs roll around, and if Anthony Davis comes out and does what we all expect him to do, then I'll be the first one to shut up. But this is part of the process of reacting right after a game. Okay, Quinn Cook got a chance to address the media. Quinn Cook on tonight's game, 21 points, as I mentioned, had 5 threes for the Lakers. Here's Quinn Cook on the Lakers' 5-point loss to the Pacers.
Hey, Quinn, it's Mike Bresnahan from Spectrum Sportsnet. You lost the game, but you kind of got out of your 3-point shooting slump as a team. What did it mean to kind of at least start hitting some threes, unlike the previous two games as a team?
Man, I mean, that's basketball. It's a lot of averages. We all put time in our craft. We all, get to the gym early, stay late, our whole lives, especially this year. So it's a lot of averages. Had a couple tough shoot nights. Guys saw the ball going to basket today. And you know, we never waver from our confidence, man. And all our coaches, all our leaders, Bron, AD's telling everybody to shoot. And, you know, that's all you guys for.
Quinn, how about you personally? You made 5 threes tonight, looked really comfortable out there. How's your stroke right now?
I'm good. Good. Like I said, we all putting in work. We all take a lot of time, you know, to get there early. And anytime we have practice, everybody's getting there early, being professionals, getting shots up, staying after, going hard. And like I said, it's a lot of averages. You got to trust your work. And for me, you know, I always got to stay ready.
Quinn, how do you guys handle the next week or so as a team? Still got 2 more seeding games left. Obviously, they don't matter towards your seeding spot. You guys clinched the top record in the West. What do you do with still a little more than a week to go in playoffs? How do you guys handle that as far as team mindset?
Obviously, just keep building, you know, our great habits. Being off for months, this is a unique scenario for everyone. So just still building our great habits. We're as talented as anybody. We have 2 of the best players in the world. So we're always going to be, you know, right there. But obviously for us, to keep building our great habits. You know, we have 2, you know, guys who just joined the team. So keep acclimating those guys and everybody just, you know, staying positive. And today was a good day.
Quinn, you, along with a lot of your teammates, you guys have a lot of playoff experience, a lot of championship experience. Does the context of the new experience that you're talking about with this allow you to draw on that past experience, or is it just so different that you really can't use, you know, the previous years?
You know, obviously it's a different time. Nobody, you know, has been through this, so it's definitely different. But, you know, it's basketball. It's the NBA. And when you take away everything that's going on now, you still got to go out there and compete for 48. And, you know, definitely take, you know, our championship pedigree guys who've had, you know, success in the league and also, you know, won championships, have gone deep in the playoffs. So definitely need that pedigree, definitely need that, you know, confidence going in. And that's what makes it so special. But this unique time has gotten everybody closer. Feels like a big AAU trip. We're all together all day, every day. And it translates on the court. And I think once we keep building, you know, we'll be fine.
Hey, Quinn, what can you say about the rookie, Talen Horton-Tucker? A couple games now, he's gotten some playing time and scored a little bit tonight, too.
Yeah, I mean, he's extremely talented. Obviously, you know, he's had a tough road this year, being down in the G League all year, but he never complained. You know, he trusted his work. You know, he's always, you know, asking questions, and he's so young. The sky's the limit for him. And he's a hooper. He's a gamer. And you see, he hasn't played, you know, real extended minutes in the NBA in his career in the past 2 games, he's, you know, showed up and he's played, you know, as confident as anybody. So, you know, sky's the limit for him, and I'm proud of him.
Hey, Quinn, Lauren back in LA. I'm just curious, you know, you've had this kind of role where you had to insert yourself into lineups and get big minutes, you know, off the bench. And what has kind of been your mindset in the bubble as you look more towards the playoffs?
I'm just staying ready. Obviously, we have a deep team. You know, some nights might be your night, some nights might not be. But just staying, just staying positive, staying within the team, staying, you know, consumed with winning. And, you know, everybody can contribute to any night. So, you know, that's a part of being on a great team. And for me, you know, I've been there before with the Warriors, not playing and, you know, starting and playing, you know, extended minutes in the finals. So, you know, I bring that confidence, you know, to this team as well. And God's believing that in me. So I think that my experience is, you know, with the Warriors and New Orleans before this has got me, you know, ready, you know, to help this team in the playoffs.
Hey, Quinn, sorry, I just jumped on this. So I'm sorry if you already answered this, but obviously you're used to having big games like this. You know, you stepped in and did this for the Warriors. You did this tonight. Are you just waiting for your opportunity to kind of give the Lakers the punch, the scoring punch they need when they need it?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, just staying consumed with winning, always being that positive guy. You know, I know what I bring to a team, but I think my biggest intangible is being a great teammate and being coachable, being professional. So, you know, I know what I can do on the floor. My teammates know what I can do on the floor. Coaches, front office, everybody knows what I can do. Like I said, I've done it before at the highest level. And I'm going to bring that to this team, but just keep being a great team player, great locker room guy, and everything will fall in place.
All right, very nice performance from Quinn Cook today. Great performance. 21 points, 8 of 14 from the field, 5 three-pointers in just 24 minutes. And I like that, you know, coach stuck with him, played him in some key moments. I mentioned Dwight had a great game as well. Unfortunately for the Lakers, they get the loss, 116 to 111. But some good moments in there, some learning moments in there, and not that much more left to go before the playoffs start. 877-710-ESPN. We'll take some more of you guys' phone calls when we come back. Plus, Lakers head coach Frank Vogel. Stay right here. This is a Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Points in the Paint all season long is sponsored by Vista Paint. Locally owned, manufactured, and operated, and with over 1,300 Vista Paint colors, your perfect paint expression is at Vista Paint right now. And don't forget, visit VistaPaint.com for your discount color sampler. Lakers lose Points in the Paint 54-42. They lose the game 116-111. One of the things I always try to make mention of, especially when we talk about these Lakers restart games, are they moving towards the right direction? I do feel a lot better after this game than I have after these last couple ones. Let's take a couple quick calls here before we go to head coach Frank Vogel. Terry in L.A., appreciate you calling into the Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, bud.
Yeah, it's just too much overreaction. Look, let's be honest here. You have a couple players that we integrated into the team that hadn't played in a few years and are coming off injuries. And remember this, we lost our best perimeter defender. He opted out the bubble. And usually, if you notice, the defense is usually ahead of the offense. And today, a couple shots didn't go down that would have went down that changed the game. So I think it's just a little bit of an overreaction. Do you want the team to be playing better? Of course. But, I mean, we have a kind of an older team. We have to understand that. I said Dwight Howard was missing dunks today. I mean, it just is what it is. And so I think it's just too much everybody panicking, oh, they want to do this. And Vogel's still trying to figure out rotations and figure out who's going to work here and there. So I think when it's all said and done, my concern was the defense. The defense intensity has pretty much been there, and the other team has just made shots. So I think that we just all need to calm down a little bit. I think once the playoff starts, when we get the lock-in on just one opponent, and LeBron and them minutes will probably go up to about 38 to 39, it'll be a different outcome.
Terry, I appreciate you calling in. Thank you, man. Listen, but I will say this. When you say overreaction, I mean, that's everyone overreacts. We win two games in a row. We think we're parading down Figueroa, and we lose two games in a row. In this case, three games in a row, Lakers 2-4 in the bubble. Listen, I don't think it's fair to pretend that the Lakers aren't playing all that well right now. You know, that I think would be too much that we're just wearing a Laker hat and we're not being critical enough. Yeah, there's been some good moments. Lakers have had some good moments. But for the most part in the bubble, Lakers haven't looked all that impressive. I don't think we could, you know, I don't think I can make a case here. I thought today they definitely played better. I feel like for the first time I actually got to watch Lakers basketball where each one of these players, it meant something to try and get the win. I loved seeing LeBron and AD go 35 minutes. I genuinely did. But that doesn't mean that the Lakers aren't making mistakes. The game's not perfect. I was critical on AD a little bit earlier. I think that's justifiable as well. Lakers head coach Frank Vogel will get his thoughts on the Lakers' 5-point loss to the Pacers.
Hey, Frank, in many respects, one of your better games of the bubble, but you didn't close it out. And I guess what stood out to you about, in particular, AD's performance tonight?
Yeah, I thought he just didn't shoot the ball that well. They doubled him in the post. He found guys. We're getting better with our post spacing and the shot quality we're getting when we get doubled. So I think that's a positive. I thought he played really good defense, you know, for most of the night. You know, I thought he played well, just didn't shoot well.
Hey, Frank, you mentioned you'll do some experimenting with lineups and such. How do you evaluate progress given that setting? And then also, what are you still looking for as you get closer to the playoffs?
Yeah, we're continuing to look at different guys. And tonight was Talon and Quinn Cook and Dud's turn to get some significant minutes. And I thought all three of those guys played really well. I thought our general feel and flow offensively was the best it's been in a few games. You know, this stretch right here where we're basically playing elite defenses the first five games, and a unique defense with Houston if they're not ranked high, you know, it's going to strengthen us. You know, it's there's been some struggles that have you know, been a little bit frustrating, but you know, we're playing against great defenses. That's the best way to prepare and tighten up all your execution pieces. So you know, really optimistic about how we looked offensively tonight and about the game overall.
Frank, do you want or hope to have more of a nailed down rotation at some point, or do you feel like that given what the roster is, you're still going to have some in and some out as the bench or even as the playoffs start?
Yeah, we'll continue to evaluate, and you know, we'll continue to use the next two games to look at different things. And you know, I've got a good feel for what our playoff rotation is going to look like, but there's some wiggle room, and you know, we're going to continue to evaluate.
All right, that's Lakers head coach Frank Vogel. Interesting there. He's got a good feel for the playoff rotation, which, by the way, that's not too much of a shock. We're so late into the season. I'm sure he has a good idea. You know, I want to go back to one of the previous callers that this is basically a different season. You know, when you really think about it, what the Lakers had 4.5, 5 months ago, you had that much of a layoff. Avery Bradley is no longer playing, you know, obviously not on this team right now. And on top of that, you have players like Deion Waiters, Markieff Morris kind of trying to fit their way in, Talen Horton-Tucker we just talked about coming up from the G League. You can't really look at the previous season anymore. You really can't. I mean, all of that is, and I say previous season, I know it's still part of the same season, but this restart is almost a season in its own. So I know there's a lot of shifting around for the Lakers and probably more than other teams. It's not as if, you know, Portland got stronger because they had injured guys who were injured that are now playing. They did lose Trevor Ariza. But there's other teams out there where it's pretty much the same team. For the Lakers, you are juggling some different stuff. And I think what Coach said about the general feel offensively was better. He's optimistic about how they played offensively today. That's great. AD didn't shoot that well, played good defense. That was pretty much all he said about Anthony Davis. And again, here's another team that's doubling Anthony Davis. They should. I don't blame them with the way the Lakers have been shooting. LeBron, let me read his stat line. I already complimented just his impact in the game and how the Lakers, when he was in the game, how well they were flowing. And then the moment that he came out, Pacers would come on this sweeping run, and it happened a few times in the game. LeBron had 31 points. He had 7 assists. He had 8 rebounds, 13 of 24 from the field. Here's LBJ's thoughts on the Lakers' 5-point loss to the Pacers.
LeBron, pretty simple question. It was your best game of the bubble and AD's worst. How do you assess if you could replicate stuff from this to a week from now when it's actually the playoffs?
I don't understand your question.
Do you just kind of throw it in the wash, the fact that you played really well, AD played not really well, so you can kind of throw that out, and then what beyond that can you take that would be positive signs for if this was a playoff game?
I mean, there's no way you can say that if it was a playoff game. I mean, if was a fifth, we all be drunk. So at the end of the day, you go out and you play the game, and we wanted to get better today. I feel like we did. You know, TJ Warren, you know, made some big shots down the stretch with 7 straight. And even with AD struggles, we put ourselves in a position to still win a ball game, and that's what the team is all about. Quinn came in and was great for us off the bench, along with Taylor and Duds, and our whole bench. Dwight was a monster, on both ends. So we play Lakers basketball tonight, and win, lose, or draw, when we do that, we're gonna give ourselves a good chance to be very successful in the win column.
Hey, LeBron, what have been the ways that you think you guys can get better as a team when defenses are throwing those doubles at AD and he's having to step out and read them? Where are the areas that you guys as a team can progress there?
It's all about spacing. You know, it's actually a luxury for our team when AD gets doubled because you have the numbers. We have a 4-on-3 on the backside, but we have to have great spacing to put ourselves in position to be successful. There's going to be somebody open. So there's times where we're great with our spacings. There's times where we're not as great with our spacing. So we have to be able to give AD an outlet because there's two on the ball. So we definitely have the numbers game on the weak side. We just have to make ourselves available.
Do things change at all for you on the offensive end when it's different guys that are in the back end of the rotation as opposed to something that's more consistent? Is there anything that you can do to solidify that as you move forward?
For me personally, I think I'm just getting more and more comfortable with playing in an empty gym. And also, just having the backdrop here is a lot different from playing in a high school gym or in a college arena when you kind of like play in the summertime or whatever the case may be. Very dark, extremely dark, and it's literally you can hear a feather hit the ground. So I think I'm just getting more and more comfortable personally with my game playing here in the bubble. So, who's ever out on the floor, I just try to read and react, make myself available offensively, looking for my shot, but always looking for my pass and for my teammates and just playing the game the right way.
Hey, LeBron, do you feel like you're still building towards something either physically or in terms of rhythm? Are you there? And then I'm curious how you looked at the game two nights ago when you were out. Was that sort of your last sort of recharge before hitting the ground running now through the playoffs?
My rhythm is getting better and better, like I just stated on the last question. I feel my legs are continuing to get up underneath me. My shot is starting to feel, a lot better. My touch around the rim, even though tonight I still had a couple that I'm so accustomed to making, a couple layups, but finishing with contact, getting into the paint, making passes on time, on target. My ball handling, I've done a great job of not turning the ball over for as much as I've been, initiating the offense. So those are all good positive things, and not only for myself, but for our team. Just got to continue to work that.
How good?
The other night we were here, you said you were still adjusting some things that you didn't really want to get into. Is the empty gym aspect, the sort of playing without fans, the backdrop, is that part of that you were still adjusting?
No, that was not what I was talking about the other night. But that, something today. That's not what I was referring to. But I am getting more and more used to being out there. It's a very weird dynamic. It's a very weird dynamic. I haven't played in an empty gym in a very, very long time. For me personally, it's been a very long time since no one was watching me play the game. So, just trying to find that rhythm and just lock in. This is great. You have to love basketball. You have to really love basketball to be here, because there's no extra motivation, as far as that you get or the excitement from the crowd and things of that nature. You have to really like love the game and love the work, be able to lock in on your craft, and that's something that I actually love. It's pretty cool.
Last couple questions. Tanya Ganguly, do you remember when the last time was that you played?
Well, like a real game that was. It's been a very, very long time. The gyms were not as packed my freshman year. I was starting to make a name for myself, but the gyms was not as packed. But as far as empty, I don't think I've ever played in an empty gym that really counted.
Joe Barton,
we talked about you and your rhythm, but Frank's running a bunch of new guys tonight. You and AD are kind of trading off and who plays well, who doesn't, and it is almost go time. Are you concerned about being on the same page when the lights really come on, or do you feel like you're close? Like we're as a team, how do you feel about all that?
Like I stated, I don't know if the last game I played or before, and this is a different situation than any situation I've been in. So it's kind of hard to say, okay, well, the playoffs is right around the corner. This is where we're going to be. We're literally we're in a bubble. It's kind of hard to explain. And obviously you want to be playing great basketball going into the playoffs. That's exactly what you should be doing and what you want to do. And tonight I feel like we got better from, the Houston game and the OKC game. And I think we played some good basketball in the Houston game. They just, made a lot of shots, and we were not able to make any shots. But I think tonight we finally seen the ball go through the hole from the outside, and you know, and we defended. Once again, like I said, TJ made some big shots down the stretch. Oladipo made some big shots on Brogdon as well. But defensively, we were very in tune. So, you know, I like where we are today from where we were in the OKC game.
All right, that's LeBron James right there. Always great to hear from LBJ. 31 points in today's game, 7 assists, 8 rebounds. All right, I've been looking forward to this one. I want to hear from Anthony Davis. I really do. This is somebody that, and I know all Laker fans out there, we have such high expectations for Anthony Davis and just want to see where he's at. So AD coming up next. Anthony Davis just 8 points in today's game, 3 of 14 from the field, missed all 4 of his 3-point attempts, and had 4 turnovers. He did have 2 steals, 2 block shots, was a minus 20 on the plus minus. So I'm curious to hear from Anthony Davis, and we'll do that coming up next. Stay right here. This is a Los Angeles Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Lakers lose to the Pacers, 116-111. Another game coming up on Monday. Lakers will take on the Denver Nuggets, and then the final game of this restart will be against the Sacramento Kings on Thursday. So before we know it, there's been so much lead-up to the NBA season, obviously coming back, and we've played the exhibition games, already 6 regular season games in. There's no need to waste time at the car wash anymore. Mobile Wash brings the car wash to you in minutes with everything necessary to bring your car to a full shine. It's the only app that offers on-demand car washing services wherever you are in SoCal. Download Mobile Wash now and use promo ESPNLA to save. Lakers finally hit some threes today. 13 of 39 shot, 33% from the three-point line. The player I've been most curious to hear from after the loss today is Anthony Davis. AD doesn't seem like the AD that we're accustomed to. Obviously, you can't just use these restart games as, well, I guess you can. You could use that as part of the example. He's had a couple of good games, and then he's been quiet in others. Today against the Pacers, he was quiet. Minus 20 in the plus minus. There was opportunities when LeBron James went out, went to the bench, where now it's AD take over, and that wasn't the case. The Pacers would take over. So without further ado, let's hear from Anthony Davis and his thoughts on his own personal performance and the team's loss.
Hey, Anthony, what are the things that you need to do, whether it's individually or just as a team, as the double teams are coming? You dealt with them well at times throughout the year. Tonight, it seemed like it was more of a struggle. What are the things that you're looking for on that end of the floor?
I don't think it was a struggle tonight. I mean, I think I made some great plays, some great passes out of the double team. You know, we made shots today, everyone except myself. I think I just had to be better individually. You know, my performance is not going to help the team win over the last 3. So it's just, you know, kind of get myself back on, get back in the rhythm, and, you know, try and do my part to help the team win. But I think on that end, you know, when a double team is coming, I think we're making some right reads. You know, we still, you know, kind of mess up on the spacing a little bit, you know, when the double team comes. But I think for the most part, you know, we've done a great job, you know, LeBron and myself, to kind of beat those double teams and find guys.
I got older. I love it.
Some of those shots started to fall tonight, whether it was Quinn Cook or other guys from the perimeter. How close do you think you guys are getting as you approach the playoffs in whatever it is, 8 to 10 days? How close to that rhythm do you think you guys are getting?
I think we're close. I mean, we took steps in the in the right direction tonight. We've seen shots fall from the perimeter, which we haven't seen since we've been here. You know, guys hit great looks and just missed. So I think, you know, the more and more we play, the more and more, you know, we should take the shots with confidence. We'll be fine.
Hey, Anthony, it's Bill with The Athletic. You guys are at a point now in this situation where you're kind of playing with house money with the one seed locked up. Frank's playing different rotations, different guys each night. How confident are you that when the playoffs do get here, you guys will be able to lock in and be that team you have been at your height when it is a playoff rotation and it's just a playoff rotation?
I think, you know, coaches constantly figuring out the lineups, you know, adding Deion and JR back, just trying to, you know, get guys back in the swing of things. But I think we'll be fine. I mean, like I said, I think we took steps in the right direction tonight, you know, as far as the offensive end, you know, defensively, you know, TJ's been, you know, lighting the entire bubble up. He made some tough shots, you know, towards the end. You know, but I think, you know, our defense is there, our effort is there. And, you know, tonight we show signs of getting back to who we are offensively.
Anthony, it's Dave. We're not used to seeing you play, at least offensively, the way you did tonight. Is there any explanation you can point to? Are your legs starting to get tired from, you know, playing this amount of basketball over the last couple of weeks after not playing as much? Or was it just, you know, touch wasn't there? Like, can you put your finger on what went wrong for you tonight? And then is there a responsibility that you feel in terms of this team can only go as far as, you know, you can lead them?
Yeah. You know, it is on me. I mean, I obviously have to be better. You know, I had some good looks tonight, just missed some shots around the rim, you know, layup that I missed, open threes, missed, open mid-range shot. The shot's just not going in. No, I'm still confident in my game, confident on the offensive end, you know. But at the same time, you know, when the double team's coming, I'm trying to make the right reads. You know, sometimes, you know, that read might be, you know, go to the basket or shoot over two or whatever, or it might be kick out. So, but, you know, I definitely have to be better, and I will be, you know, but I just got to get back in the rhythm and you know, just keep working. And, you know, I work on my game every day. I'm not, you know, totally disappointed in myself because I know the work is there. More so disappointed just on the, especially tonight, the open shots that I had, and knowing that those shots usually go in, you know, just gotta keep going.
All right, Kyle Goon.
LeBron was just talking to us about how weird it is with no fans, the shooting backgrounds, how he's been adjusting that. That's been part of his process in the seeding games. Is that affecting you? And does that have an effect on your consistency? Is it harder to pull out of like a bad night like you had tonight?
I mean, it is a little different. I won't say so much the fans, but the shooting backgrounds is definitely different. The depth perception is definitely different. You know, we were just talking about earlier, the lights, especially if you catch it on the wing, looking at the basket, is kind of to brighten up the court a little bit, the lights are there. I mean, that's not an excuse, though. I mean, I still have to be better. I'm getting good looks, especially when I'd had two games where I shot the ball well. So there's no excuse about, you know, any of that. I just have to be better individually.
All right, we'll get two more questions. Let's go to Brian.
Hey, Anthony. I forget how many weeks now you guys have been in the bubble, but like just mentally, as good as you guys have been treated and as much as you're trying to make the best of it, what is this process like mentally? How difficult is it?
I think, you know, it's just about, you know, guys not being able to see their families on a consistent basis. You know, we've never been on the road, you know, for this long. You know, not going back home, but you know, everybody's going through the same conditions. So, you know, it's the team that's going to win. It's the team that's going to be, you know, be more mentally tough. And you know, we have that mindset. We know why we're here. Everyone that came on the trip, you know, wants to be here and wants to compete for a championship. So, we have that mindset of being able to go out there and play games and know why we're here. What's our purpose? So I don't think, you know, the mental aspect is getting to us, but, there's more so just, you know, on court things, you know, getting back in the rhythm and things like that. But I think we're mentally strong enough to, you know, withstand next 6 weeks or whatever, how long we're here.
Hey, Dee, I'm curious, without fans, have you adopted any strategies to sort of like get yourself going or cheering yourself on during games? Like, do you think in your head more during games, like talk to yourself more, or, you know what I mean? Like anything like that to sort of cheer yourself on?
No, our bench has done a great job of kind of cheering us on. You know, guys are constantly talking. It's no fans. It's quiet in there, so we can hear the bench. And anytime we make a big play, we try to bring our own energy, bring that bench energy, and kind of get guys going. So You know, I think, you know, our bench has been one of the loudest in the bubble. And we want to keep that going, especially going to, you know, the playoffs and big games where, you know, the fans will usually be there to cheer us on and support us. And so now, you know, it's the other 10 guys that's not on the floor and the coaching staff to go out there and, you know, use their voices and support us as much as they can.
All right. That's Anthony Davis right there on his thoughts on the Lakers loss and his personal performance. By the way, there's certain times you hear from players and talk about somebody that takes puts everything on his own back, takes it upon himself. He's responsible for his performance. I'll read off a couple quotes. He just said, "I just have to be better individually. It's on me. I obviously have to be better." He said that double teams are coming, trying to make the right read. "I definitely have to be better. I will be better." And last thing he says, "No excuse. I just have to be better." So I don't know how many times I have to repeat that. But, you know, as I'm sure from a fan base perspective, listen, every Laker fan wants to see Anthony Davis obviously succeed. And AD is not just the present. We've said this. AD is the future of this franchise. So when he struggles, we have more of a highlight on what's happening on Anthony Davis because we know how important he is to this franchise and his team. He struggled today. I think he struggled in this bubble. He did have two monster games. I know I say that lightly, but they've played six games. Two games he played great. Four games he played eh. Today he didn't play well. But I don't have to say that. Listeners don't have to say that. He's the first one to say it in his post-game presser. It's on me. I have to be better. So at least from that perspective, you know Anthony Davis is not going to be out there to make excuses, and he knows what the expectations are for him. And if Lakers are going to win an NBA championship this year, AD is going to have to be one of the most dominating players in the NBA, and he's going to have to do it on a night-in, night-out basis. Quick reminder here, coming up this Monday, Lakers taking on the Denver Nuggets. So we will have our pregame show starting at 4:30. Tip-off will be at 6 o'clock. Only two games left. Denver still jockeying for position. They're fighting, trying to hold on to that number three spot. They had a big double overtime win against the Utah Jazz earlier today, so it's definitely not going to get any easier. We appreciate everybody that's tuned into our broadcast, that's been a part of our post-game show. Thank you to everybody on all our social media platforms as well. Thank you for tuning in. We'll get back with you on Monday. This has been the Los Angeles Lakers post-game show on 710 ESPN.